Tell me about your education, the name of the schools that you went to.
I don't even know the name of the first school because it was up in this area that now there's not six families lives up there. At one time there were two schools up there. I wouldn't have any idea the number of people, but houses were that back in plantation days. Mm-hmm. Two grammar schools. The school, first school I attended was taught by a lady by the name of Miss. There was 13 families over there, and they built a little schoolhouse, two-room schoolhouse. And the only thing I could say was call it the Longwood School because that was the name of the farm, you know. And back then, that's the way they named things, Longwood, whatever it might be the name of the plantation. Mm-hmm. Then about 10 miles north of there on Rosedale was the name of that plantation. There was another school, a grammar school type with one teacher and 20 or 30 or 40 children.
How long did you go to the Longwood?
I went there and it closed. That was in 27. Mm-hmm. And that was when we had the bad water. And those people left like rats after, you know, they didn't make any crop. It was flooded that year. Not up in the houses, but seep water, you know. No way.
They were still in debt to those people, though,
weren't they? I can't remember. They could have been. Most of the time, plantations were. I was fortunate. This fellow I referred to as my grandfather, he rented this Hopewell Plantation. Was only 400 acres. A lot of woods on it. Just mm-hmm. He did truck farming and raised a little cotton. he was a very thrifty person. He rented this property from a man in New Orleans by the name of Mr. who owned it at that present time. And, just him and his family. Mm-hmm. Now, he was a little more fortunate, but after he passed away, then, like I say, I stayed with an aunt or an uncle. Stayed with his wife for a long time. She died about 14 years after he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you went to the Longwood School there for just
one year, and it closed due to people leaving, you know.
And then you went to the road?
I came to Lake Park. Mm-hmm. They had a old Chevrolet truck, 13 of us rode it down the muddy road, and we get stuck and push it out. Came to the only school that was in Lake Park at that time was Lake Park High School, a three-story brick building.
How long did you go there?
I went there 11 years. I mean, I finished 11th mm-hmm. grade there.
11th grade was a part
ahead. That was part ahead.
When did you go in the Army? It was the Army you were in, right?
Yeah. In 44, 19. Yeah. January 1944.
How long were you there?
I came out in November of 1946.
Were you overseas?
Yeah, I was in the Philippines. I took my basic training at Camp Robinson in the infantry, and after that was over, they sent me to a military police school there for 6 weeks. Then I went overseas with just replacements and to Leyte, later assigned to the 209th MP Company in